My Life Today, December 11. Victory over death. Christ redeems me unto eternal life. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We have a living, risen Savior. He burst the fetters of the tomb after he had lain there 3 days, and in triumph he proclaimed over the rent sepulcher of Joseph, I am the resurrection and the life. And he is coming. Are we getting ready for him? Are we ready so that if we shall fall asleep, we can do so with hope in Jesus Christ? The life-giver is soon to come to break the fetters of the tomb. He is to bring forth the captives. The last thoughts they had were of the grave and the tomb. But now they proclaim, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The pangs of death were the last things they felt. When they awake, the pain is all gone. O grave, where is thy victory? Here they stand, and the finishing touch of immortality is put upon them, and they go up to meet their Lord in the air. The gates of the city of God swing back upon their hinges, and the ransomed of God walk in through the cherubims and seraphims. Christ bids them welcome and puts upon them his benediction. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. What is that joy? He sees of the travail of his soul and is satisfied. Here is one who in the night season we pleaded with God on his behalf. There is one that we talked with on his dying bed, and he hung his helpless soul upon Jesus. Here is one who was a poor drunkard. We tried to get his eyes fixed upon him who is mighty to save, and we told him that Christ could give him the victory. There are the crowns of immortal glory upon their heads. There is no disappointment, no sorrow, no sin. No one who shall say, I am sick. There is no burial train, no mourning, no death, no parting, no broken hearts. And Jesus is there, peace is there. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.